Let's see. We always like to try and give you nuggets when we can with people moving around during the day. We can only talk about Cardi and Offset so much. But this is dealing with marriage, though, because there are a few pieces of marriage. According to this study, there are four main critical skill areas that you need to be successful before you get married.
Okay.
Like something that you will have a successful marriage if you can master these four different critical areas.
Just
right?
Four? That's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just four. That's it. Too I mean, easy. And okay. I mean, now the other stuff, like, because I will tell you, like, sex is important.
Right.
Sex ain't on here.
Okay.
Oh, it's not.
You know what I'm saying? These are like skill areas, critical skill areas that could keep you into a happy marriage. Now, of course, the sex and finances and all that stuff factors in, but these are more on the emotional side. This is, let's see, it's emotional self-regulation. Basically, adults who get overly emotional, especially with anger, can tend to come out aggressive, and that can be short-lived for a marriage. Communication. Talking is way better than complaining or critical or hurtful words or whatever, or fighting dirty.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So communicating is easy. Conflict resolution.
That's important. That's very important.
For real. And positivity. Every time you smile, laugh, or your partner jokes, agree with a comment, or your partner said, you express appreciation, thank you to a partner for something, or express affection, you are offering dollops of positivity and you're sprinkling your relationship with a positive vibe.
Which one of these was hardest for you?
Yeah, you're the expert.
Yeah, I'm the one with the paperwork. honestly, I would tell you, there's two of them that's the communication.
Okay.
Communication was key. That we didn't have good communication, so that was short-lived. And conflict resolution, that was mine.
Bringing it back together?
Huh?
Conflict
resolution is where, basically, like Anthony says, look, I don't want you going to this place, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I want to go, blah, blah, blah. And y'all come to some
there's
sort
a
of
communication
like. Yeah, that's communication. That's a total like diagram of the communication. But like, you know, so you're like, no, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, nope, blah, 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 blah. He's like, and then y'all get along. It's like, it's some sort of resolution. Like, I could honestly say that, that like stuff that makes stuff come together. Like I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Never. Not
oh,
sad.
You know what I'm saying? Your previous like, experiences.
Nah.
On your end.
I mean, just as far as when you're getting divorced, I'm looking at this like you're asking me which ones I bought a battle with conflict resolution. When you don't resolve something, then the next thing becomes bigger.
Of course. Okay.
So everything just kept getting pushed. It was like nothing would get resolved. Like, hey, we really shouldn't do that. It's like, let's discuss it. I don't want to talk about it. So it would just go away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing would be two things. And then the next thing would be three things. And then it would be just so you never resolve anything. So everything can blow up.
And when you did have that huge argument, then it's like a million it's things a you have to go
why
through.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Right.
Because and that was a big thing. Whenever we would argue, it was why you bringing up old stuff. It's like because we never resolved that.
Yeah.
And it just got pushed
and
into this.
It keeps happening.
And it keeps getting pushed into this. It's like, so that would be, those were, I would co-sign those.
Would a simple I'm sorry would have made a big difference for you?
Mm.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, if that's part of the conversation, that would have been dope.
Okay.
You know, just because then you know that people care. Like,
yeah.
I'm quick. But then the other side of it is if you are sensitive with being able to communicate and say, like, I'm sorry, then people get numb to it because they're like, oh, you always are.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that ain't nothing for you to say. It's like, well, yeah, because I've learned that that's supposed to be something. But if they don't say it, it stands out, too.
What was the first one?
First one what?
On that list.
The first one on the list was emotional self-regulation. It said adults who get overly emotional, especially with anger, can and should learn how to overcome their aggressive tendencies. If you find yourself raising your voice or getting mad more than once every several months.
Oh, damn.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
Or get so mad that you say or do hurtful things in arguments then you got some important learning to do because that could be a big hurt.
That's true. Every single time we have an argument does not, I don't know, you need to throw a dish across the kitchen. You need to be screaming at me and calling me names. Every time we have like even a little argument, it's got to escalate that much.
Like you got to raise your voice at her or she got to raise her voice at you. Or, you know, chincleta got to be thrown. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to be able to handle that. I ain't never have to go through that. I don't want to be a fighter.
I know couples that do that and they kind of like it at the end of the day. I guess it kind of turns them on at the same time, but it's weird being around couples that have all of these issues and they're still together, you know, and it works for them.
I've seen people with issues and their issues become each other's issues. I accept him for what he does. She accepts me for what we just messed up together and they live off happy.
Yeah.
It's like they're equally found each other. You know, I'm like, we're messed up. You messed up. You know,
we're messed up.
Yeah.
Are you guys hard to get an I'm sorry from?
Not me.
At all.
I try to dead arguments. I hate it when it's tense in the house.
Yeah.
Sometimes I give you an I'm sorry, even if I'm not even wrong sometimes.
Right. Yeah. Bad.
Just to get past it.
Yeah. Just to cure it.
Yeah. I'm not, it doesn't take, it's not hard for
Are
me
Are you
to,
the one to actually
say, I'm sorry.
Go, okay, so we have this argument or issue in my household. Anthony always feels like he's the one that has to go initiate to fix things. Like if he comes into the bedroom because I'm mad about something, then everything will be squashed and we'll both say I'm sorry or something
but
like that.
But he's the one who made the effort.
Because
you ladies are lazy with that part.
Yeah.
Y'all are really like, we got to come to try and fix it.
He hates that.
Yeah,
I hate it too.
I'm like, I ain't never been sitting. put it this way. No man ever has been sitting in his bed reading his book because you're mad.
Right.
And you walk in and say, let's talk. Like, we need to talk. I'm sorry. And make that olive branch.
Right.
Ain't no dude ever sat there in his footies and I'll put this book away. Yes. What would you like to
Yes, can I help
No,
you?
It's always the guy who does that.
Right.
It always is.
I'm usually the one that initiates those tough conversations.
Okay, good. Yeah. At least I'm not by myself here.
It's always the guy.
Because I'd rather do it and get it over with than it just be tense in the house and it's just like the elephant in the room that we're not going to address. Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah, so Davi just walks up and is like, baby, baby, you know I was just tripping.
Get the condoms out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.